Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the broad book on the etiquettes of eating, and under this we're doing various chapters on the different etiquettes as far as eating is concerned. So today Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali has brought a chapter. The contents of this chapter have been discussed before, but he brought it as a specific chapter separate from what was discussed before to show the importance, and also to bring it as a separate etiquette that came before as a etiquette that was by the way. But here he brought it separately to show us the importance of this etiquette. Chapter is called Babu Karahatin Nafkhi Fi Sharabi. The chapter on the dislike of blowing into a drink. Blowing into a drink, person has got some tea, he's got some coffee, he's got some water, he's got some milk, whatever drink he's got there. And sometimes what happens is, to either cool it, he wants to blow inside, to cool it, or there may be some dust particles. Today's hadith you'll see, Sahabi is questioning about a piece of grass that falls in, something that falls into the milk, into the water, into the juice, whatever person is drinking. So, should it be blown into to get rid of it, to move out that dust, what should be done? So here we see Shariat has even showed us such refinement that if something also falls into it, what we should do. So yeah, we shouldn't blow in it. Imagine that time there wasn't so detailed medical science like we got now, where they discover what gases come out of a person's mouth when he exhales, and when he's exhaling there's a different gas to what he's taking inside. So all this wasn't there medically, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala inspired him to such an extent that he even taught us this, that when it's coming to our food, our drink, we don't blow into it. There's other ways of getting what you need to get done, but do not blow directly into the food. This is from the, or the drink like we'll do today, this is from the teaching and etiquette of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today's hadith of Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, anna al-Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam naha anil nafkhi fi sharabi, faqala rajulun al-qadhatu uraha fi al-ina, faqala ahriqha. قال إني لا أروى من نفس واحد. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade blowing into a drink. So a man asked that, what if I see blades of grass in the utensil? Here we explain that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that do not blow, so one person that was there, Allah ta'ala reward him, they asked these questions so we can benefit. So if I see some blades of grass that have fallen into the drink, in other words, if I blow it, then this blades of grass will move out. So this is what he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not blowing for nothing. There's a reason why I would like to blow. But look at the reply that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that pour it out. If there's some dirt that went in, some grass, something went inside, you just pour it out. Ulama explained that if you got some utensil, for example a spoon, to remove that blade of grass or that dirt, we can do that also. That has the effect of pouring it out by taking it out with the spoon. It has a similar effect. But yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pour it out, whatever dirt has come there. So the man then went on further to ask another question. He says that my thirst is not quenched in one breath. In other words, when I'm drinking with one breath, my thirst is not quenched. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then move the utensil away from your mouth. In other words, when you're drinking, move it away. This also is telling us that don't breathe into the utensil. Nabi sallam said, move it away from your mouth. So what you do is, when you're drinking, don't drink all in one breath. Move it away, take some breath, and then drink again. This one benefit we see of this is it helps a person to satiate himself. It helps a person to get his thirst to get fulfilled, or his hunger, because this person is not eating everything in one gobble or in one gulp. One more hadith. An Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha ay yutanaffasa fil ina'i aw yunfakha fihi. رواه الترمذي. هذا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade breathing into a utensil or blowing into it. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. When these are hadiths that are mentioned, we just accept it. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told us, whether medical science tells us that there's harmful gases that come out, or there's something that is not healthy for a person to breathe or out into his food and then eat it, we don't worry too much about that. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, we know 100% that there is benefit in it. Definitely it is benefit. Whether medical science sees it or doesn't see it, if it sees it, then it's just endorsing already what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. But we are not practicing it because of medical science, we are practicing it because these are the Mubarak words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ulama also explained that when breathing into a utensil, there's also the possibility that one's saliva may enter it, resulting in inconvenience for oneself or others. Sometimes a person is drinking from one utensil and is being shared, a person is blowing into it, sometimes saliva can go into it, and the next person may feel uncomfortable to drink when your saliva has gone into it. It happens. People don't like to drink. So therefore, if you're going to avoid blowing, then you're avoiding your saliva. Not to say that the thing has become napak, but sometimes you'll find that people don't like to drink when someone else's saliva is in there. So you are creating an environment where the next person also is comfortable to eat or drink from that same utensil. Scholars also have mentioned that one should not attempt to making, I explained this, to make food item cool, etc., by blowing in it. Just wait for a while, it will get cool, or pour it from one utensil into another utensil and move it around, that item will get cool, but we shouldn't blow in it. Often you see people blowing into the tea or hot items to try and make it cool. The other ways to make it cool, but at least we won't go against the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here again, this is Nahi Irshadi. We explain what is Nahi Irshadi. That it's not haram if somebody does this, but it's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as a loving father, is giving us loving fatherly advice, so to speak, inverted commas. So therefore, we should take it and apply it. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.